Yep.
Good deal. We are joined now by today's runner-up from the Blue UMU Maximum Pain Relief 500, Chase Elliott. Chase, walk us through your second place finish today.
Yeah, just really hard fought second, I feel like, for us. We were not great, but had some, I guess, our strong suit was kind of early on in the run and then really faded hard, too hard there, you know, latter part of a run. But we never got one of those super long runs, which was probably a good thing for us, because we were struggling on that end. But yeah, just, you know, proud we could fight back. We had a long day just with strategy not going our way, and restart lane choice at times was tough. So I'm glad we were able to, you know, get back in the fight there and give ourselves a chance.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. Our first question is going to come from Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, does this do anything for you for October, you know, when you look back, when you look ahead and this being such a pivotal race?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, this is an important race. I mean, they're all important, but for sure, when you get down to that round of eight, you know, if you're still alive in that deal, a win at any of those tracks gives you an opportunity. So, of course, definitely, this is, as long as it's where it's at in the, you know, in the final 10, it'll always be an important race.
Our next question will come from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead with the question, Daniel.
Hey, Chase. So you just said on Fox Sports that you described this as an eventful year so far. How challenging has been the season been for you guys so far with just now being your third top five of the year after, you know, coming off a championship?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've just – every week, I feel like it's been, you know, one thing or another, or, you know, a bad run or just whatever. So just, you know, nice to have just a smooth day. No damage, no, you know, we didn't break anything. Everything was just smooth, you know, it was uneventful. And that's the days you have to have to compete for wins. Ultimately, you know, some of that's in your hands, some of it's not. But, yeah, we've you know, just really nice to have an uneventful day, so to speak. And you know, just get a solid finish, got some solid stage points. So it was definitely a step in the right direction for us.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead with the question, Stephen.
Yeah, Chase, with today's solid performance, Truex gets his second win of the season. How important is it going to be moving forward to get multiple wins? Or do you think kind of where we're at as points, what you've got right now is going to be okay? Or is it still pivotal to get multiples?
Well, I mean, I definitely think winning is a crucial part to the playoffs. And you know, it doesn't guarantee you, you know, as you go along, but it sure does hedge your bet and having a successful playoff run if you have wins in the bank. So I want to be on that side of the fence when that rolls around rather than the opposition.
Thank you.
You were muted.
Go ahead with your question, Ashley. Our final question will come from Ashley. Go ahead with your question, Ashley.
Hey, Case, thank you for the time. Congrats on the finish. What do you feel you're missing there at the end in relation to the Gil Gibbs Racing duel?
Yeah, I think the, you know, just rear grip for me was kind of the story of my day. And that was, you know, also the problem there at the end. Just didn't have the drive I needed to, you know, to get up off the corner like I wanted and to be able to, you know, really get the power down early. So, yeah, solid day, but just came up short.
And you talk about the rocky start that you've had to the season. How much momentum and confidence does this now give you guys towards Richmond and beyond?
Yeah, like I said earlier, just nice to have, you know, an uneventful day, so to speak, and to get, you know, just have some nice stage points, have a nice finish. Those things are always nice. And, you know, I feel like we had a mistake-free day, which is what you got to have. So it was good.
Thank you. Yep.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, Chase, and good luck at Richmond.
Cool. Thanks.